Plants and animals are incredible constructions, made from the fundamental building blocks of cells. As humans, we all start life in the womb from a sperm and an egg, which combine, divide, and multiply, eventually creating our entire body. To create complex structures, like our central nervous system, certain cells actually fold and change their shape. This folding is an amazing process, essential to our formation, but at the moment, we don't know very much about it. Scientists think studying cell shape changes in a much simpler organism, an alga called Volvox, might hold the key to understanding our own bodies. I spoke to Raymond Goldstein from the University of Cambridge to find out how.
Volvox is a spherical organism, about half a millimeter across, with about 1,000 cells on its surface, each of which is flagellated. That is, each cell has two hair-like appendages, called flagella, that allow them to swim through their fluid environment. And the reproductive process in this organism takes place in specialized germ cells that are inside this mother and grow up to become the daughter colonies. Daughter colonies are actually formed inside out. And then there is this fantastic process called inversion, in which this little sphere turns itself completely inside out. We were fascinated by this process because it is a paradigm for many problems in developmental biology, for which there's one sort or another of a folding of a sheet of cells.
The daughter cells in this algae have to turn themselves inside out through inversion because they're born with their flagella on the inside, and if they don't, they won't be able to swim. That would be a bit like being born with your legs on the inside, which obviously we aren't. However, there is a process close to this in humans called gastrulation, which makes our stomach and intestines. But how close is this to inversion? Do we turn inside out?
What actually happens in humans is not literally the same as inversion, in the sense that inversion takes a mass of cells and turns it truly inside out. What happens in us is that there is an initially spherical mass of cells, literally a very nice sphere, and it develops a kind of inward dent that eventually enlarges to become our gastric system. And so there is a big difference. But in fact, gastrulation also involves lots of complicated processes besides just cell shape changes. And so the Volvox problem has tremendous simplicity in the sense that cell shape changes alone, without any differentiation of cells, without any migration of cells. So the connection is that there is folding of one sort or another in both problems.
To begin understanding cell shape changes and how we're made, the team developed an imaging method to see inversion in the alga. The process took a series of images and then reconstructed a 3D model showing inversion in real time. From this, they tested a mathematical model for how the process occurs so that we can study it in more detail.
What we'll hopefully understand is how the way in which cells change their shape, whether it is an algal organism like the one we've been studying or in humans, can drive the geometric transformation of tissues into new and interesting structures.
One thing that is puzzling researchers, though, is how do the cells know when to stop? Why aren't they turning inside out all the time?
In the case of Volvox, the cells that initiate this inversion process are just south of the equator, and it is really quite reliably the case. You can look at dozens and dozens of these embryos inverting, and they're always doing it in exactly the same place. And we're puzzled, everybody's puzzled, how do they know where they are? That is, those cells and not others that should begin this process. Now, the answer could be there is a genetic program that has printed those with a blueprint that says, you shall begin this process. But there must be some regulation and feedback to make sure that it stops at the right point. And we don't understand at all how this is working here. We hope that we could look inside and identify things that play a role in laying out these rules, but at this point, nobody knows.